the bottom line is, it's been a rental. It's amongst other rentals, and we know the pain that the neighbors go through in the situation. But our decision has to be based on an error, and the error we see here is you have the fact that it was already a rental. We can't change that. So whether we approve this denial or don't approve this denial, it's going to remain a rental.
Oh, absolutely.
So it doesn't change it. And so right. At the end of the day, it's going to be a rental today, a rental tomorrow, a rental the next day.
Yeah.
No matter who owns it. Because that's what's happened.
But we have no way to police it.
We have no way to police that.
And it's not the sports job.
And no, so
absolutely.
There's laws and HOAs that handle the noise and issues. That's not even our decision is not based on those things. You know,
right.
Rick, you got a valid point. If I looked at this in the very beginning and said this house is this close, I see an issue there. But the fact is, it's already past that, so we can't.
Too late.
We can't face it. So that's just I'm just voicing my opinion on that. But
although, if we're looking at the very narrow scope of the buffer and is that buffer adequate, of which the previous board has said no, the buffer is not adequate. That could be changed based on 10 years of operation, and is it adequate today versus it was adequate 10 years ago? I don't know.
Well, and that's a very valid point, too. I would, in my opinion, I would say that moving forward, that if we were to make a motion to approve this appeal, it should have a statement that even though we can't just grow 20-foot trees, there should probably be something around, you know, to help a little bit if it's possible. I mean, just this, if that's possible.
I don't think there's enough room to do that. I mean, we've got, what was it, 3 feet or something on one side, and then the air conditioners are already on the wrong property. But, like I said, this is a tough decision for me.
Yeah. Well, and there's, again, there's already a precedent has already been set with the other single-family homes that are in the neighborhood.
Well, and the fact that this one is being one of them. Since
17. Is the same buffering in one house adequate, but the exact same buffering in another house not adequate? I don't know. Can an operation of one nightly rental be different than another and therefore cause a different buffering to be necessary? That's hard for,
Well, and it sounds to me also that if we're talking about a potential change in ownership, if it continues the way it is, there won't be a change in ownership, and there's not going to be a change to benefit the neighborhood. At least, if you approve or allow this permit to go forward, then there's a possibility that someone would be held accountable and to the benefit of the neighborhood.
True.
Well, if not, it will continue.
Well, and that's the thing. We've worked really hard to be as consistent as we can be on every one of these cases that we've dealt with. We know that this has not been easy on each one that we see. And remaining consistent is where we have to be in our decisions so we prevent a future disaster. Because we know that this is issues that we're going to deal with every time. So
I think, this is my opinion, I think that we have no choice but to grant this and go on because of the past. And I know that's not maybe the way to look at it, but I think you're absolutely right. We need to see if we can have a new owner and a new property manager that will maintain a better result.
Well, and based on being consistent with
what has happened in the past.
Well, what we do know, if there has been issues with the current owner, hopefully the new owner would prevent that.
Absolutely.
Well, and the bottom line is, anytime we have this issue where we have mixed usage in a neighborhood, we see the same deal. And hopefully, Cole, especially with you being in this business, you know that the biggest priority that your new owner would want is to be compatible as much as they can with the people around them, because then you have peace and serenity. It's just bottom line. I mean, that's so important.
So personally, I feel, I mean, if we're, again, narrow scope of is this buffer adequate, is the the reasoning that the previous board has said that they are not approving this, a valid reason or not. And based on these pictures, it feels like this buffering is not adequate. This probably should not have been granted in the first place, but just because they did it wrong the first time, I don't know that necessarily we need to say it needs to be wrong again. Now, that does not preclude this applicant from coming back and saying, well, I'll address the buffering, as long as there's not covenants that say I can't put a shrub or a tree or in some way try to buffer that they couldn't come back and do that again. But I'm not sure that I agree we should, because it's been in the past, we should continue to allow it to be.
Well, I was just reviewing back through here again, and it really goes back down to that buffer. But you know, I agree with you too. But if we don't,
I get it. It already is. It was approved, and it's not different than another house that's been approved. Yeah. So it's this is a tough call. I agree.
So I would suggest that somebody make a motion. Will Phil? If you don't mind, we've already extended our time on it. Sorry.
So were these the actual reasons for denial that were the PNC that? The noise
that statement I read, I can read it again.
Please.
That's in your deal. So statement was made with the motion is, I don't recall the original application. The buffer is not adequate to separate between the residential homes. The noise level we've heard in the one complaint that may be on file, that's enough reason enough to go forward and deny the application with his motion to deny the Division 3. Those were the reasons that he gave.
So was it the noise or was it the buffer? The noise level we've heard and the one complaint that may be on file, that's reason enough to go forward and deny the application.
That to me feels like an error just in that.
Yeah, noise shouldn't have been a factor, yeah.
Shouldn't have made any difference.
So can you read that again? Can you read that again, Scott? Oh, I'm sorry. I got it right here. I'm sorry. You don't have to read it.
Okay. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first reason was due to 2.3 section F. So if we could elaborate on that, was that?
That was his elaboration on that section of the code. He just said due to section 2.3F. And I said, and what part of F, what were your reasonings? So these were his reasonings of that section of the code book.
That was what we heard.
2.3F doesn't speak to buffering, though, does it?
No.
General compatibility with adjacent properties.
No, general compatibility.
Other properties in the district and general safety, health, comfort, and general welfare of the community and with the standards for development in these regulations.
Correct.
It goes back to compatibility.
But that was the exact statement of his reasons for why he felt that section of the code book was not met.
The application buffer is one of the categories that has to be addressed, is that right?
Tonight.
Scott, with the original application, buffering is one of the categories that has to be addressed in the application, the original application?
Yeah, they're supposed to present a buffer, so the original home would have presented buffer.
Which has not changed since
in
the
this
last application.
One, the buffer was the same. There's no change in the plan.
No change in the plan.
Because that's the first thing I ask any application that's an existing nightly rental is, do you plan to change?
Although I don't know who spoke in the original application. I don't know if the previous homeowner had a concern with it. Now there is a concern with that buffering between the properties. We've just heard that.
Fellas, that somebody will need to make a motion on this.
Well, if the reason for denial was the noise level that they've heard in the one complaint that may be on file, and that would be enough to deny the application, then I would have to say that the Planning Commission's denial was an error.
Okay. So, there's a wording to that.
And if that were the case, then I would make a motion to allow them their permit.
Okay, so you'd have to say that you would make a motion to approve the appeal.
I am making a motion to approve the appeal.
Okay. All right. Does anybody second that?
I will second that motion. I will second that motion.
Okay, Rick seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Appeal or oppose?
Nay.
Okay. All right.
3-1.
3-1.
Motion carries.
Yep. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
So again, a decision of record will be generated, and a copy will be mailed to the applicant that requested it. So.
Scott, do we have any old or new business?
I do not have.
Okay.
Let me get this computer ready to turn off.
I would move to end our meeting, close our meeting.
All right.
I would second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned.